Blog Talk Radio.
Kick it off with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. Tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. It's August 15th, 2011. This is the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight. And with me on the phone line, we have Paul Reed from Minnesota, who will also be helping me along with the show. We also have with us the star of the show, the very one and only Portuguese princess, Michelle Costa. How are you, Michelle?
I am fantastic. Hello, Cherry and Paul, and hello, everybody in the chat room. Happy Manic Monday.
Yeah. Happy Manic Monday.
I love today. I love listening to those clips of Ron.
I do,
give me,
too.
Like, the little, like, goosebumps.
And we have with us today as well Amy Cruz from Big Brother 3. Hello, Amy.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
How is it down in South Florida?
Wonderful and warm.
Oh, nice. South Florida is beautiful.
I know. I keep wanting a hurricane, but we haven't had one yet.
Yeah,
you
the
hurricane,
hurricane season's lame. Yeah.
Oh, I think it would be fine.
You like to say that now.
We get off work for hurricanes. We don't have snow days. So for us, you know, having a hurricane, not anything major, but as long as we have a hurricane warning, even if it's a Category 1, we get off work. So there's a snow day for us.
Wow. See, that's very interesting outlook.
It would be fine.
All right, let's hope for a tropical depression then, because that's not that bad.
No, they won't let us off work for that. That's just like a rainstorm. It's really nothing. But, you know, a little bit of wind added to it helps out.
Oh, goodness. So have you been watching Big Brother, Amy? What is your thoughts about the Big Brother season so far? Oh, my God, it's crazy.
I'm enjoying it. My opinion changes every week.
Yeah.
Which is usually how it is for me when I watch the show. But, honestly, poor Brendan and Rachel. They're just pitiful. I mean, he said on television that she's the brains of the operation. And I'm like, oh, you just admitted she's smarter than you. And the blatant misuse of the word myself they constantly misuse that word every 5 seconds. I'm like, would you just say me already? Quit saying myself. The school that you've graduated from should take your degrees back. they're pitiful.
I know. What do you think about the fact that Brendan went in? Like, do you think America got it totally wrong? Do you think that it's because a lot of the watchers that voted watched only CBS and saw what the editing was from CBS? Because I was shocked. I was crossing my fingers hoping for Dominic. I was like, please, please.
Honestly, and then, I wanted anyone Brendan. But Brendan. And, yeah, I question those results.
Yeah.
Me too.
Me too.
But, you know, maybe he'll go home soon.
Maybe. Well, you got you know that the spoiler is always here. So, people, if you don't want to listen, please still listen. Okay. So, you
okay,
guys
yeah.
know that.
I know if I can say anything or not.
I'm like, wait a minute. Don't go anywhere. You know that Danielle put Brendan on the block. So, she replaced Adam, who took himself
yes.
off, obviously, because he won. So, I'm excited. I'm hoping backdoor Brendan works out. But the only thing
me
is...
Me too.
The only thing is that I said this last week. I said it's going to take 1 week for Shelly's downfall to happen because she was on a good run there. And if she got past this week and the next week, I think she could have made it. But everybody started talking, comparing notes, and I knew it. In 1 week, Shelly got on the block. So the only problem is that it's Shelly. And if everybody starts comparing more notes and find out exactly what she's been doing, I hope she doesn't leave over Brendan, right or wrong.
Yeah, I know, because she has been, I mean, it's almost, and I know that a lot of editing has to do with this. When you watch the show, it was really more obvious than it probably is in the house. But, I mean, she obviously runs from room to room getting notes on what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, it probably doesn't happen as quickly and, you know, right next to each other as it does on the show. So it might not be as easy to figure out for them as it is for us, but it just looks so obvious to me.
Yeah. You would think that they would figure it out, but you know in that house it's crazy, Amy. You know it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
it's
what
crazy.
I mean. It might not be as obvious in there to them as it is to us out here, you know, because you are blinded about things like that.
Yeah, and you as a fan, and we're on Big Brother, and you said, like, exactly what I feel when you started off the show, and you said, you know, my feelings towards different people on Big Brother change as it goes. And I think, like, in that house is also the same way. What your game plan you could have could change in a matter of minutes. So
oh, yeah.
I hope that... you know, this doesn't backfire in Danielle's face, but she had to do what she had to do. So
yeah.
I'm a Danielle fan. I don't know. Who are you rooting for?
You know, it has changed and changed ever since, you know, week one. But I really have to applaud Danielle for not being scared to do it. It really makes me mad sometimes on certain seasons, and even in my own season there for a minute, where people say, well, let's just get out the easy people first. And I just never understood that mentality. Get out the weak players first. Why? Knock out the strongest
yeah.
ones. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Why wouldn't you? And she, and it's because everyone's too afraid to have a target on their back and have somebody come after them if they fail. But I have to applaud her for not having any fear whatsoever.
Yeah, me too. I was like, you know, if anybody's going to have the balls to do it, it obviously
mm-hmm.
was Danielle, because obviously Kalia, she had the balls and she wanted the balls, but she dropped the balls. And
yep,
it
sure
backfired
did.
In her face. It backfired in her face. And they should have never, see, Danielle was kept, like they showed it on yesterday or Sunday's episode. Yeah, yesterday. Where she was like, I told you, we should have just gone with our gut instinct. And it probably would have been Rachel versus Brendan, and Brendan would have probably let Rachel win again.
Yeah.
And so at least you would have gotten one of them out. And
yeah.
Rachel
yeah,
in the house without Brendan is like a train wreck. I mean, she is just a mess. So it's better to keep her where Brendan seems like he could be a little bit more easier to deal with in the house without having Rachel there. I think he can handle
yeah.
it better. Agreed? Yeah.
Yeah, he could handle it better.
Although, let me tell you, it took a couple of days. But Rachel was starting to calm down after a couple of days. She could have gotten her head into the game and away from her feeling sorry for herself. And I think she might recover quicker this time. We'll see.
I think I agree with you, and I think she might recover quicker this time, but I still think he would recover quicker than she will.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
You know,
and I think
that,
like, her, she lost her, like, mojo. Like, she was on a roll of winning, and I think
trying,
she lost it.
Yeah, you know, you could see where she was trying to get, she was getting in a better spirit and, you know, at least planning on trying to stay. But, you know, I think she had to go through it again. Yeah, she might recover a little bit quicker, but she would still have to recover. I don't think he would. I think he would keep right on with it.
Yeah, and also she is one somebody you probably want to keep in the house a little bit longer because she easily pisses people off. So they'll be, you know, the next HOH will probably have her on their radar because she'll probably say or do something. She's more able to jump off the edge rather than Brendan, who's a little bit more calmer, I think.
And if you can keep her from winning games, then it's fine to keep her there because she's going to she'll self-destruct at some point.
Yeah,
she can't
absolutely
help but do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, I mean, I'm glad that they kind of figure out Shelly's thing, but I'm still thinking, hopefully Danny can make it past these 2 weeks. If not, I'm thinking Jordan has a good chance of winning it again by the way things are going.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just hoping that Allison Grodner doesn't have any more creative ways to bring Brendan back.
Oh. Right?
I'm so done with Brendan and Rachel.
I just can't. Yeah. It makes you think, like, did people vote because they actually wanted to see Brendan, or did people vote to see what would happen if Brendan went in and what kind of craziness would happen? And, like, the thing that sucks is, like, I'm looking at, like, bring Dominic in so there's another person to help Danielle, but I guess America wants to see what will happen when Brendan and Rachel see each other. And what will happen is a whole lot of making out, a whole lot of bumping uglies, a whole lot of smoochy, smoochy, bookie, bookie, and then straight up fighting like they're ready to murder each other. So, yay. I'm excited.
I don't know what made them think we wanted to see the Brendan and Rachel show over again after last year anyway.
Yeah. Well,
you know? But here we are again.
When I saw them walk back in, I was like, oh, dear Lord. And, of course, it's just the way she yells it, and she's just so annoying. And, it was not. And one of my coworkers at work said, I threw my remote control across the room when she walked back in.
Yeah.
Well, let's bring up a caller. Tom, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey.
Hello, Tom.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey.
Well,
thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Keep going, Amy.
Keep going.
I was waiting for you to sing the whole stuff, girl.
Okay, I will.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tom. Happy birthday to you.
Woo, yeah. That was awesome.
Wow,
girl.
What a voice. Happy birthday, Tom.
That's a good voice.
I love karaoke.
Wow. Hey, Tom, I know you're a huge, 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 and I may have left out a huge Amy fan, but did you realize what a great voice she had?
Oh, my gosh. Well, they don't let her sing in the Big Brother house.
Well, I did. I sang constantly, but because, you know, they didn't have rights to any of the songs, I stayed in trouble all of the time. They had a special recorded little button they would push, Amy, please quit singing.
Were you as bad? You're not watching the feeds, but Kalia is horrible.
Oh, she sings.
Oh, all the time she's cutting our feeds.
Yeah, lovely.
Hey, for those that don't know, this is a big birthday for Tom. Do you want to tell him, Tom?
Yeah, it's my 21st.
Wow.
Worst day to have a 21st birthday is a Monday.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, the work week started, and people kind of, usually Monday is the day they get into the week. Tuesday they usually have a lot of work to do, so they usually don't want to drink on Mondays until, like, the football season or stuff, but there's no football season right now.
Come,
so, like,
this is why you have
Monday,
the birthday week. You have the birthday
exactly.
week.
Thank you, Michelle. I
Monday,
you
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you have next Monday to totally recover all that.
Yes. You can
I think
two
I'm going
weekends.
To, I think I'm going to visit a fellow Rad Reality Show person, though, maybe next weekend. I'm hoping to go
okay.
to a place and maybe meeting up with someone from the show.
We need to plan this a little more ahead of time, but he's talking about me.
Or maybe in a couple weeks.
Tom doesn't live that far from Minneapolis.
Well, Tom, we have a special clip that we would like to play for Tom's 21st birthday.
Nice.
I'm going to go ahead and play this. This is for your birthday. This is from Tom's last birthday, his 20th. From last year.
So, I'm going to pick it up just in case it is, okay? So, let me see. It's 2000 is the area code. Are you on Skype in this, or do you not want to talk?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this
you're on? Were you listening, or did you want to say something?
Oh, I'll talk. Is this Ron?
The last time I checked, yeah, that's my name. No, is this Tom?
Stick with me. I was confused. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, Tom.
How are you guys?
Yes. Michelle, wish him a happy birthday.
Today is his birthday. Hey, thank you.
You are welcome.
Happy birthday to Tom.
He's no longer a teenager.
Ooh. Happy birthday, Tom.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
It's so good to hear Ron's voice having fun.
It is. He's like, yeah, since I last checked, I'm Ron. That was a funny, funny, funny thing. Now, Tom, is there anything you want to ask Amy? I mean, it is your birthday and you love Amy, so I'm sure that you want to ask her a few things.
Well, Amy, who is your favorite person this year? And were you crying that Cassie did not get her Amy moment?
Oh, I really wanted her to. I did. She was my husband's favorite, and I have to make him watch the show because he absolutely hates it. And so it was easier to get him to watch when she was on there, so I really wanted her to come back. And, of course, I wanted anyone but Brendan to come back. And I guess my favorite right now would have to be a toss-up between Jordan and Danielle.
Those are good. The thing that's been going around us fans is, and a lot of them were upset, but last week before the vote was revealed, a lot of us were like, we got to get Cassie in so she can get her, because we knew that Luana was pretty much going. And we're like,
yeah.
We got to get Cassie in so she can get her Amy moment. Everyone was like, Amy moment, let's let her get in, get Rachel out, because Amy came in and got Kiara out.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Kiara.
That would have been great if Cassie would have gone back in and gotten Rachel out.
I know.
She
was
hilarious.
It was Dom or it was Cassie. I feel like Keith got out too early for America to connect. But I feel like Cassie left. That sucked. And also Dominic. Like, I was thinking, hello, America, help Danielle. Like, and I was hoping for either one, and no. I didn't even get, like, out of the two that I wanted. No.
I know. Well, and I said I didn't want Keith to go back in because Keith said, like, some bad-mouthy stuff about Marcellus and I on the live feeds.
Oh.
He said he thought that it was rigged, that we both stayed so long.
Really?
And It was like, you know, week one, he just moved in the house, and he's making a complete idiot of himself. And then he says that it was rigged that we stayed so long. And I said, no, we stayed because we played. And then he left. And I was like, that's fine, you'll go home this week. And then he did. And I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, no, that's so funny that you brought up the whole Marcellus thing. Like, okay, so I got to ask you. All right.
Yeah.
So Marcellus made probably the biggest mistake in Big Brother. Now, people are comparing Luan for, okay, A, volunteering to go on the block, B, wanting to campaign for people to vote for him to get out, and C, getting out of the house, getting evicted, I guess you could say, and then getting beat by Brendan. Would you say that was, what's the worst mistake you think that will go down in BB history?
I don't think that's even really a fair comparison, because all that Marcellus did was not use the veto. Lawton started making making stupid decisions from minute one. It wasn't like he made one bad decision. He made a series of bad decisions, one after the other after the other. Who does that? I mean, who literally just, please put me up on the block and vote me out. Please. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. There's no point in even going in the house.
All right. I don't know who else may have heard this, but it certainly is something I would ask him, but don't know if he would answer or not. There were rumors, whether he was lying about it or not, there were rumors in the house that Luan said the DR allowed him to call his employer. And that perhaps he kind of was worried about his job and actually wanted to leave. Did anybody else hear that rumor?
I mean, I heard something like the fact that production kept in touch with his work, not him himself. That's
okay.
What I heard. But, I mean, you're already in there. Like, okay, what is it for a couple more weeks, okay? Either they want you or they don't, okay? So whether you're going to be there for an extra couple weeks or whatever and you win $500,000, like, does it really matter? Like, you're already in there. You already made that commitment to leave that job. So I think once you did that, once your foot went in the door, it's like no turning back. So I get upset. I get pissed off when people throw HOH. I get pissed off when people throw POVs. I get pissed off when people put themselves up and think it's funny to throw themselves in there. You don't ever want to give anybody the opportunity to nominate you. You don't ever want that, ever. I mean, I don't care if you're a pawn. A pawn just means, like I said, I keep saying it, a pawn means not that the person that puts you up doesn't want you to go home. It's that you're the second choice and they don't care if you go home, okay? That's
right.
What pawn means. People got to get it straight. And you're playing for your life. Never leave your hands in somebody else's hands. Just like Danny was saying last night, I need to win POV. Portia, maybe, possibly, she might let me stay alive. But if it's in your hands, you can control it. You know what? I'd rather leave playing the game and having blood on my hands than leave for not doing shit.
Okay. I love our chat. They're always so well informed. Michelle from the Bronx said that apparently they did contact his job and told him that he did have a job to go back to. And also Freaky Mom said he really did have a very shocked look on his face. So I think he did want to stay in. So we'll squash that possibility, I guess.
And Michelle, we have a caller that I think would love to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm bring this person up on the phone line.
Okie dokie.
Vicki, you are live on the air with Michelle Casta.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Vicki, what's up, girl?
You know who I am, Vicki Dale 821, Twitter?
Yes, I do. Of course.
How you
once
doing?
I heard Vicki, I said, that's my recipe, girl.
How you doing? Everyone good today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm very interested in this season all of a sudden. I wasn't before, but now it's getting, I think, a little bit better.
I agree with you. I think you had a slow start, but now it's starting. Obviously, we're getting down to where people need to backstab and, you know, people that, you know, it's controversial if they win or winning. And so, yeah, I agree with you. Who are you loving this season? Like, what's your take on everything that's happening?
You know, I think Danny didn't have a choice today. I think the deal would have been great, but coming from who it came from, there's a lot of speculation if it was going to stick.
Yeah.
You know, I think that putting Jeff up, even though, you know, Jeff is Jeff is the type of guy that everybody wants to get out, but for some reason, there's always somebody else on the agenda to get out first. You know,
well,
so
that's usually like a good strategy, is to have people that stay in the house that are constantly kind of setting it up where they get put on the block and kind of leaving you back, you know. So he's doing something right, but I think it's going to catch up with him eventually. He's got to start winning. If not, then, you know, if Kalia or Portia maybe win next week, maybe even Adam, because technically, you know, if Brendan goes this week, Jeff will be the only other man in the house, and Adam probably might want to put him out. But we'll see how it goes. That's why the next couple weeks are really critical to set up, I think, for what's going to happen. It's just like a chess match, you know.
Well, I think
he's going to set up.
I think he'll step up, because if you remember when he was on the block last week, you know, he was so determined to get that POV. I think, you know, I mean, listen, I've never been on Big Brother, of course. You know, I do speak to you guys, and I do get a lot of insight from Twitter and everything. But, you know, I know the game is extremely hard. But if you put your mind to something and you know, you put it that you're going to win something, you will. Because look at Dani. Dani knows every single week that she's up for HOA, she knows she has to win. You know, because she'll be the next one out, and she knows it.
She really, after watching last night's episode, boy, was she lucky that Rachel guessed more than her in that first round.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it was like, I was like laughing, honestly, because I loved how she was like, okay, Rachel, and then Brendan, and then Jordan, and then Jeff, and then, it wasn't Brendan, it was... I don't know, but it was, like, funny how she was lining everybody. Like, everybody was dropping, like, flies. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, it would be interesting. And, you know, like one of the other callers had said that her, or you guys had said that, you know, Jordan and Dani are your favorites. Right now, they are mine, too. And it would be very interesting if, in the long run, that Dani realizes that that's her best chance. You know, to be with Jordan, because someone's going to take Rachel out soon. She's a ticking time bomb. Once he's gone this week, she's going to go one of either way. She's going to come full force where she's just going to win that HOH, and then she's going to start going to knock out Jeff, I think. She'll put Jeff and Dani on the block and just figure out which one's going to go. She doesn't really care. Or she's going to be that weeping willow that we saw a week and a half ago where she, you know, she couldn't even conduct herself half the time.
Yeah.
She's a crapshoot, you know, and I think that's the reason why, you know, listen, I did not vote for Brendan, but the whole time, once all that controversy with the Lawan thing happened, I knew that it was going to be him. I said, forget Dom, you know, Cassie's not going to get her chance now, you know, because if Jeff was on the block, it would have been Jeff coming back.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of figured, I was like, you know what, the fact that I don't want him to come back, and a lot of people I know don't want him to come back, he will come back.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
that's
whether,
usually
well,
how it happens.
When the votes went that way, I don't think they did. So I think that's why they threw, like, oh, let's do this competition. And the competition was really, like, you kind of knew when you saw it, okay, Brendan's going to win. Like,
exactly.
Four balls in a hole. Okay, Skype with your penis out. Kind of same thing. I don't know.
No, I agree. Ain't no difference.
It was like apples and apples. You know what I mean?
No, it's true. You know, I think, it's weird because he is getting his just due. You know, the public doesn't see him the way that we see him. You know, we see the way that he really, you know, degrades her, and he's just very, I don't know, like there's just something in his eyes. You know, I've seen it before, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? He's not all up there, and there is a possibility that, you know, this poor girl has Stockholm Syndrome, you know, because he totally changed her. When he left, and the night that she was out, she was wearing that black dress with her breasts hanging out. She was drinking wine. It was the Rachel that we remembered from her season.
Right.
Then he comes back. Now she's really tight closed again. You know, the hair's in an aggressive bun. You know, she changes her tune. He needs to get out. I would like to see maybe her go almost all the way. Give the girl a break. You know, we never really saw her before. I don't like her, but I'm just saying, you know.
I think that girl has like a horseshoe in her butt. Seriously, she makes it out every week. Like, she gets Brendan back. Like, She gets her knight in shining armor. It's like, oh, my gosh. Like, she must go to DR and whine and cry. And they're like, you know what? Let's just give this girl what she wants if she stops crying. I feel like that's what they do. Just stop. What can we do to make you stop? Bring back Brenda. Bring back Babuki. Let's do it. Let's do it, please.
You got to bring in the doctor, then you know that there's a problem. You know what I mean? How did she even pass the psych test to begin with is another story that I guess we'll never know.
Oh, because I have my own theory on that. They're not doing a psych test to see if you're too crazy to be on the show. They're doing a psych test to see if you're crazy enough.
Right. Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, you have to be a little crazy to go on that show.
Yeah,
and then
make sure you're crazy enough to do it.
Well, Vicky, thank you for calling in. We've got more calls stacking up, so I've got to get to some more calls. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
All right,
thanks,
thank
Vicky.
Thank you.
Thank you, hon.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Cherry?
Yes.
I just got a Skype message from Peter. And he said, I have to call back later. He didn't say why he had to leave.
Oh, he just left us.
I know. What timing, huh?
Oh, I was just getting ready to pick him up because he wanted to talk about Danny.
He'll call back, believe me.
Okay.
He is a huge Danny fan. But I want
to
know.
Let's go on to Chi-Town Joe.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. You're on with Michelle and Amy.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe.
Ladies.
And your great voice. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm a little tired. I was at a horror convention all weekend. And going to the horror convention, who do I run into? Matt Hoffman.
Matt Hoffman, diabolical
the
genius?
Gremlin. Yeah. He walks in, and I'm in line to take a picture with the guy that plays Freddy Krueger, you know.
Yeah.
And he was with a little entourage, and I yelled at him, "Hey, Matt!" real loud. And he must have jumped about 5 feet in the air. That would have made him 8 feet, but, you know. And then I took a picture with him when he came back. I didn't know if it was his wife or not, so I didn't say anything. And then I got on him about never coming on your show, Michelle.
Oh, gosh.
And he says he won't because he's afraid of you. He's intimidated by you. You're
he's
a very intimidating
woman. Scared of
woman.
Little old me? Why is he scared of me? Amy, do you think he should be scared of me? Are you scared of me?
No, but I love that when people are scared of you and you're like, why? Why would they be scared of me?
No, I mean, Chi-Town Joe, did
he
speak about why he's scared of me?
Well, he just says you're domineering and you're you know, forceful. And
how is that a bad thing?
I don't know. I always maybe he just thinks that I'm not going to think what he thinks, but he was really when I confronted him on it, I said, shit, Dick was on last week for a whole hour or so, and there was not a problem. And I don't see why you don't call. You know, I didn't want to bring up anything of his problems of late, you know, with the gremlin thing or anything. But he just really, he was against it.
I didn't know that you were there or what it was about, but this is one reason you should be on Twitter, because Matt's wife, and why I can't think of her name right now, but she tweeted a picture of two gruesome looking, I don't know what to call them, mannequin type of things that were in their car. Did they bring those with them, or did they
I wouldn't know
them,
that. I didn't see them. They were there for a long time, because right across the street, we were in a hotel.
Oh, yeah, Stacy. Thanks.
Stacy.
Thank you. It was Stacy, yeah. But I didn't – the woman he walked out with was not – he came in with all guys. And he walked out with a – I don't know if you know horror of any weight, but the Toma Studios that are in New York or New Jersey that did the Toxic Avengers and all those movies, those crazy movies, and Maybe he was shooting some kind of screenplay or something like that, because they were not handing out shirts. But and then I didn't know if it was Stacy, because she really okay. I won't, Michelle from the Bronx. I didn't know he was so small.
He's very tiny. Maybe because I'm tall. He's scared of me.
Well, no, he's well over 4 feet.
Maybe you had to come to the phone and be.
He's well over 4 feet. Well, I mean, on the phone, you could be any size. On the phone, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm 6'2", but it doesn't. I was so shocked. I did get a picture with him, a couple girls, but he didn't bring anything in with him. There was a lot of stuff there, though. I mean, if you're like into horror conventions or horror movies and things like that, I took pictures with Lance Henderson. He was the robot in Aliens, you know, that was nice to...
I like those horror conventions. They're, like, so much fun.
And do you know the guy, the Devil's Rejects, or have you ever seen House of a Thousand Corpses?
I've seen that, yeah, my husband and I
took
seen that.
Amy, I took pictures with Captain Spaulding, the guy that played...
Oh, yeah.
In his makeup, clown makeup, before he kills those kids.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was fun, and they had the guy that played Jason all these years. So,
wow.
And then right across the street was the Comic-Con, and they had Patrick Stewart and everybody. So it was crazy up here in Chicago the whole weekend.
Wow. Well, it must have been so much fun.
Yeah, but I was totally blown away, because I didn't jump down his throat. I mean, I just said, why don't you come on Michelle's show on Manic Mondays? You know, I think that it was, you know, you have great insight to a lot of things. And, you know, he really was against all of that.
I don't bite hard.
I know. Well, Michelle, you're going to see him there this year at in Vegas. He's going to Vegas.
Yeah, well, I did see him in Virginia, and you know, he didn't really have any nice things to say to me. So he actually called me the C word.
C-U-N-T.
Yeah, and I said,
that's pretty classy.
Yeah, I said, oh, okay. And then that's when Reagan and Sheila started fighting, and I looked at him and I said, oh my gosh, I thought it would be you and me. Ha 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 ha.
God, he is something else. I mean, and he lives, you know, he lives, you know, not too far from me, but still, I thought maybe he went to see if anybody made more Skull and Bones pants, you know, pajamas and stuff. But
I don't understand why I like let everybody on the show and talk whatever they want to talk. I mean, I just, you know, if it's something personal, that's like, you know, this is business, you know, leave it at the door, call, say what you have to say, and that's it. If you don't like me, that's fine. I mean, you don't even have to like look at me. We don't have to be face to face. You can call, but I mean, to go and say that, it's like whatever, like.
I thought you'd know, because if he was saying this to me, what does he say it to anybody else that he runs into?
I mean, if he wants to talk about me, that's fantastic. I mean,
yeah,
keep talking.
Makes him look bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, honestly, I don't even know that he's talking about me, so I can't even defend myself, but that's the choice. Like, I don't even know what the problem is.
There was two people right behind me, Michelle, two women right behind me, that knew who he was too, and they could believe what he said. They talked to me afterwards, because like I said, we were waiting in line and for a photo op, and he said, ladies said, we listened to Michelle, and why would he say that about her, you know?
Hey, to each their own. I can't control anybody's thoughts or words or whatever, and I don't plan on trying to, and you know, it is what it is.
But he was
and
rare.
We have a great show without him. So
yeah, I mean,
yeah, we
really,
love our Manic Monday show without
him. It's sad for him, but that's about it. I mean, the show will go on.
I've got another big brother topic. Not to change.
We
direction.
Want to talk to Joe about the BBUK real quick. Before
Ooh.
He leaves.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I've been trying, and it looks like I'm going to get through to this. And if everything works out, I will be reporting about, you know, a roundup every week on, because it's Celebrity BB
yeah.
that starts Thursday. And it looks like Sarah Ferguson's in. Charlie Sheen did get the money, so he's in. So that should be it. Can you imagine Sarah Ferguson and Charlie Sheen together?
Wow.
And then what's even best, I think, about, and I wish Real Player did this, is have one box so we could see all the house guests in long form talk about their experience like they do in the BK, or the UK, excuse me.
We also have a BBUK fan still on the phone line, and
Tom.
To pipe in, birthday boy. Tom?
Tom, are you still with us?
Hey. Yeah.
Are you a BBUK fan?
God, yes. just as much as U.S., actually.
Really? Well, I would certainly like to have the link and to follow this a little bit. I think the Celebrity BBUK is going to be very interesting, don't you, Michelle?
I absolutely do.
There's the link.
I found it very interesting that Charlie Sheen's going to be on it. I want to see how he does without, the paraphernalia and drinking.
Exactly.
And with Sarah Ferguson.
Yeah, I think it's going to be so interesting. I heard Tara Reid's going to be in it, too.
No, she won't. It was on the line today. I think TMZ broke the story. Over the weekend, she got engaged, and 2 hours later, she got married.
Okay, Lisa in the chat room is wanting to know if either Joe or Tom can give us a lineup of who's confirmed for the Celebrity.
Yeah.
They will not give total lineups yet. Because they're having a big press day. If I'm not wrong, Tom, it's tomorrow.
I think so.
Yeah, because Thursday it starts.
They're not
going
to confirm it, though, until the launch. That's the
yeah.
big thing with them, is because they always have backups. And BBUK, they want the shock value. When they have it, they don't want people coming on and just to see their celebrity and say, okay, there's my celebrity, I'm done. They want people to come on. They want to put someone big to come in first, and then they want to do a couple not as big, and then do a couple big ones in the middle. And usually that's how it does. And then the biggest usually comes out last. They have to watch the whole show so they don't lose any ratings.
Yeah.
So.
And they have a rather large
websites that seem to be more reliable on leaks. Are there any UK sites that you're familiar with, Tom or Joe, that when they have rumors? I mean, you've already said Tara Reid wasn't going to do it. Where did you hear
yeah.
that?
Well, because she was originally rumored to go on the show. And I talked to Cherry at one point, and I said, Cherry, can you imagine those two in a room together? And Witty One is saying on the blog right now, she heard about Pamela Anderson. So we won't know until the big thing starts, you know.
I can't believe they didn't ask Shannon.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Now,
knowing
how many? There's some questions popping up in the chat room. How many Celebrity UK house guests do they normally have, you guys?
They normally have about 14,
yeah.
sometimes 12.
The house is a little bigger, but the backyard is small.
No, can we watch
yeah.
it? Because I'm sure that people are going to want to watch that.
Well,
because for me, I don't know, just Charlie Sheen on there makes me want to watch it. So
we put up, Tom put up the website or the
link.
the link.
There is a YouTube. There is a UK version of Quirky Dude, and he has Australia on there too.
Wow.
He's American. His name's Paul too.
Oh, I know he's not gonna be on Brett Paul.
He is an American, and but now, he has a special link where he gets everything.
Right. Now, what he does is he grabs the feeds and or the episodes that air, I think it's nearly every night, isn't it?
Yes.
And he puts
yeah.
them up on a YouTube. But mm-hmm. they also, did they not have Justin TV streaming
yes,
it?
I will have a Justin TV link as well, most likely. And
myself too.
I will, but if somebody gives me a place where people, if they really want to go to, I will post the link that I'm going to be watching it. And then
they have a
rap
show that's
make
really
sure you
good
post
too.
That link because it sounds very intriguing. I want to take it. Isn't it the same producer that
yeah the original
did
producer
the BB USA?
Yes, it is. He came out and he's in charge this year. And you have to also remember there's a link now that's coming up on the blog, ladies and gentlemen. Oh God, I just sound like Cowboy Mike.
there's so many drinking games we can play with cowboyisms.
Yeah, I know. I hope everybody had a shot. The thing is he came. They canceled it, if everybody remembered it, for Channel 4 last year. So they're bringing it back on Channel 5 this year with what's his name? What was his name, Michelle? Dick? Everhall?
Oh, John Dahl.
The guy that originally did it. Because it's his production company comes right behind Allison's on the U.S. version.
Yeah, Endemol, I think it is.
Yeah, right. Endemol or something like that. But he's the executive producer. So
when
they
does it start?
Him.
When does it start? Like, does it have
on
like
Thursday.
The 19th on Thursday?
Yes,
on
but
Thursday,
we have to
Thursday
give you the
out.
Times. The times will be different. Don't forget, and it'll be very very hard to you know because if you're watching live feeds here, it may be only on live there. To watch it very late in the night, especially I would say for West Coasters.
It's about
no,
5 hours
roughly.
Yeah, I think it's like a 5 hour difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 hours for East Coast, 6 for mid, and it goes down the line. Now, my British
right.
friends told me it starts at 7:30. But
yeah.
I'm going to go on.
I put up a new theme song I on my Facebook page, my profile, I think I have, or a wall, they have. I put up the music to this year,
well,
which
we
is
have,
different.
Joe, if we have a segment for you and Tom to do on BBUK, we're going to have to – Tom, you grab the audio, and you can make up a little short theme intro
yeah,
with their music.
Yeah, that would be
great. I already got it.
Oh great.
I downloaded some Monty Python with their theme music.
Perfect.
Oh, all right.
Great.
Yeah, that'll be great. So we're going to be doing like
the,
a BBUK
well, I got the,
segment.
Yeah,
we
could also tape the I got it on tape, the BBUK,
right,
the new
we're
one this year.
We're going to shift gears again real quick because Peter does blog talk shows as well. He had to drop off, but he's called
right,
back.
I'm going to go ahead and pick him back up.
All right.
Yeah, see, Tom's
Peter,
put everything
you're on
up.
The air with the Rad Reality Show.
Hello. If anyone has listened to me before, y'all know why I'm calling in right now. I love bipolarity and how I've talked on these shows the last couple weeks. The Thursday, I'm thrilled. The next week, I'm happy. And right now, but as happy as I can be, karma the bitch, Brendan, and you talk a big game and you can't back it up. You threw the first stone at Danielle, and now your game is finally over. So she's come out at you twice. Who's the better player? I love the move for her. I'm really happy that she finally did good with her HOH reign, not to be rude to her, but and I'm really glad that she did it this way. I'm very happy that she's HOH because I am loyal to the bone to Danielle, if anyone hasn't figured that out yet by listening to me. I'll support her.
No, I would have never guessed.
And I think she finally got it right. I think that this week is the week that she finally gets her ducks in a row, Brendan out of the house. She does have a score to Rachel, but I think if she gets the votes for Shelley, she'll have some loyalty there. Jeff and Jordan will probably eventually appreciate that she kept them safe both times she was HOH, even though they were gunning so vocally for her. And Kalia and Portia seem to be completely in her corner, and I don't know where Adam's head is at in this. He still looks like a kind of a floater to me. So I think Danielle's finally cementing her position back in the house as someone who's, you know, in a good spot, which I commend her for, because if there's one house guest who could have done it, it was Danielle, and I said that when she got when she messed up earlier with Dominic, and it looks like she's turning it around. So I'm really, really glad she can do it, and I have full confidence that she can pull it out. You know, I've never wavered from that confidence, even though I was really freaking out on Thursday. I've always believed in her deep down, and I think she did it great this week. I'm very excited for it.
Well, Tom,
and Danny.
Tom, have a great show. Do you want to tell people? They're not going to leave us, but for people that want to listen to your show when it's on and what it's about.
It's a sports show. I do college football previews. I just scheduled it minutes ago. I thought I scheduled it Saturday night, but lo and behold, I looked this morning and I forgot to do that. And it's on Random Sports Chatter, blogtokrit.com/RSU Network. Those are two shows, one network. We've kind of been on a hiatus since about March, but we're trying to get back into the swim of things. We just all got busy with real life. So hopefully we're trying to get back into the mix of things. Usually we don't do Monday shows, but we're playing a bit of catch-up with our previews to college football season right around the corner. So I'm going off to do that. I will be back here on Thursday to praise Danielle a little bit more. So I'll see y'all then. It was always
thank you.
Talking.
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling, Peter. I'm glad you
got
your
Peter.
Point in.
He always does.
Go, Danny.
Damn, he just told it like it is.
I hope he goes. I hope he's in Vegas.
I'll tell you.
I hope he's in Vegas too.
Need to know, Amy. Are you going to Vegas?
No, I'm not. I have some.
Hey,
I have
Michelle
some,
Costa,
some
did you hear
things that I'm working on, and I can't really go anywhere for right now.
Oh, man.
Did you hear that Cowboy's going now?
Yeah,
I did not hear that.
Yep.
And didn't they change the day of it, of the final episode to Wednesday?
Did they? They did?
Yeah, my understanding was that, now I might not be right, but because I saw Nikki put up another date on the Vegas Bash, so it'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for sure, or Thursday. Because what's going on is the day that Big Brother stops, it's on the same day as Survivor, and they're
right.
going to cut
Those
up
two shows
an hour
air
and a half
on
each.
The same day.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think they brought it back a day from, because wasn't it Thursday they were going to end it this year?
You know what? I did not hear that, but I'll have to check up on that.
Because
I remember,
I'm thinking of the Ron's tribute and what Al put up on line. I thought it, the rap party was on Thursday.
Hmm.
And now,
speaking of that party,
Thursday through the Monday, so woohoo! Let the party begin.
Let's go ahead and play a promo of that party.
Let's do it.
The Big Brother 13 Rap Party is this September 15th and will be held at the exclusive True Hollywood Club, and there are less than 50 fan passes remaining at a cost of only $65 each. This is the event to attend if you want to meet some of the most exciting house guests from both past and present seasons of Big Brother. There will also be an awesome tribute to the late Ron Ratcliffe of the Rad Reality Show, which is sure to please everyone. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime chance to not only meet, but actually celebrate with the stars of Big Brother. Go to www.bigbrotherrapparty.com to get your passes today. That's all one word, bigbrotherrapparty.com. Log on now before it's too late. A big thank you goes out to Al Mellis and TVGrapevine.com for this offer.
I do want to thank Al Mellis of TVGrapevine.com. He is a wonderful guy and was responsible for offering us to do the tribute to to run, and I can't thank him enough for doing that. Pardon me?
Are you going to tape that so we can all hear it?
Because
I don't know if we're going to be able to see it on the feed.
I'm not sure if we will have live feeds or not, but I am going to make sure that it is both video and audio taped.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can play it.
Yeah, it's important.
The show. Yes.
Absolutely. It will be video and audio taped.
I can't believe that you guys know that a month from today, Big Brother will be over. It's like, crazy. Yeah,
wow.
I didn't mean to break all the hearts right now. I'm sorry.
That was painful.
But, wow. I mean,
I do have to say
it's
one
been
thing.
Intense. What is that?
UK, when their celebrity season ends, which will be about September, then in October, early October, they're having a full 3 months of the UK with regular people starting up.
Yeah.
And then when that ends in December, in January, they're relaunching another celebrity season and then returning in June for another long one.
Wow.
So,
wow.
So it'll give us our fix, basically, is what you're saying.
I mean,
we'll
you know, it could be you could start a separate show just for the UK if it runs like that crazy and people can watch it to some extent, you know?
Yeah, as long as we can watch it here and we have some kind of link, I think that a lot of us will definitely watch it. I mean, it's just interesting that there's a lot of, you know, people that are from America, like Charlie Sheen. I'm interested to see that. I think that will get a lot of people to watch.
Yes.
I guess we'll find out. We'll find out Thursday who really made it, because, you know, rumors are always going around. I'm sure the same way as Big Brother America is going to be the same way as Big Brother UK. Speculations will continue until they reveal the cast.
Yeah, I think that I don't know the exact time, but I think between Tom and I, we could find the cast release. And maybe we can bring it to my cowboy show and to just let them know who the cast is, the celebrity cast.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then build from there, you know.
That BK is just BB crazy, aren't they?
Yeah. In the BK, the house and everything, I don't know. Has anybody seen the last year on the Independent Film Channel? I think, Cherry, you and I had talked about this. They did a four-part movie that was 2 hours each episode of the UK BB cast. Was it doing the show, right? And everybody dies in England and becomes a zombie. And they
right,
don't know what's right. going on outside of the house. And it was unbelievable. Even the staff and the camera guys, they're all eating each other up. They can't get any food. You know, like the host is stuck in the green room. And they filmed it inside and around. It's a huge, huge studio that they have there. And, it was like The Walking Dead, but it was something else. I can't – yeah, Dreamers remembers that. So I wish somebody – if they show it again.
I'm going to post
the
link.
Dead Set.
It's
was Dead
Dirty
Set.
It's on Dirty Monkey's channel.
It was called Dead Set. So
it's very interesting. Like, I'm very curious
Dirty
to see.
Dirty Monkey's channel, too.
It's on
what channel?
It's on Dirty Monkey's YouTube channel, that guy that has the...
Oh, Dirty Monkey, okay.
Stuff. He even has the Dead Set.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm
going
to post the playlist link in the show.
You
got
to see this to believe... I mean, it's rather graphic. I was kind of set back as a horror fan that it was that graphic. Because they have to go out of the house when they realize something's wrong. And... one by one, all the house members are dying and coming back to life, and they have to, you know, kill them, basically. And It's something else.
Sounds very interesting. Sounds like the normal Big Brother.
You know what would have been cool?
Yeah.
They did a UK version, had all stars that really hated each other.
They could have like a BK, a BB UK American All Stars.
Yeah, they,
right, right.
You know,
I have to ask Amy a question because it's going to go a little bit on the topic that Joe just was talking about. If they made a Big Brother 3 movie and it was about your season, Amy, who do you think would play you as an actress?
Oh, my God, that's such a hard question. I'm going to go with Amanda Seyfried because so many people say we look alike.
Amanda who?
Yep.
Seyfried?
Yeah.
She was on Mamma Mia. And she just had a movie come out recently. She was on Mean Girls.
Yes.
She's
a lot of
Big
people
Love.
Say that we look alike. So I would have to choose. I would guess her.
Good answer. I know I put you on the spot with that one.
You did. I was like, wow. You okay? And then I just remembered everybody always tells me I kind of look like her. So I was like, that'll work. She
you know, it's
do
like
it.
Something you think about, you know, like because they asked us on our season who would play different people in a movie if they did Big Brother 10. So
we did that
like,
when we were in the house. We talked about it. And I remember Jerry from my season got so mad because we kept saying Wilford Brimley would play him.
I like Jerry. He's
I know, I do
Dan.
Too. We were being
Wedding.
Mean, but we kept saying Wilford Brimley would play him, and he would get so mad. He wanted James Gandolfini to play him.
I guess that you had the same experience as I did with my Jerry in the house. They didn't wash their hands. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I love Jerry.
When
you
Jerry walked into the pool, Michelle, I never thought I was going to catch my breath from laughing. I laughed so hard.
Oh, funny.
I never thought I was going to breathe again.
There's a topic.
I laughed so hard.
There is a topic that's been brought up several times in the chat room and has been resurrected again, and I don't know if Michelle from the Bronx wants to chime in, or as Ron would say, charm in on this. But
I'm about to bring her up on the line.
She's got a new show.
It's the Benefiber Gate.
Yes.
It's the question. Did she try killing her with Benefiber?
Amy, do you know what we're talking about?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh,
Michelle
goodness.
From the Bronx.
Hey, Michelle.
Also
Amy,
working on Superpass now. You are on the air with the Rad Reality Show. Let's talk about Benefiber and the Muscle Milk.
Hang on, I got to go get the pooper.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh, boy.
Michelle from the Bronx. Amy doesn't watch the feeds, so you could give a little rundown of what happened so she knows what we're talking about.
You got it. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi,
Joe.
Good.
Hi, Tom. Happy birthday. Hey, Cherry. Hey, Paul. Hey, guys.
What up?
What up, Michelle?
What up, Michelle from the Brizants in the
yeah,
house?
I am gonna like just get nuts here. So
tell Amy because Amy doesn't know about this. Interesting Benefiber details that you have. So fill it.
Okay, so Portia wants to play jokes, and she's been pranking, and people have been taking things and blaming it on Brendan. So at this point, Portia is bored, and she decides the other night, it was probably about, I don't know. I did a flashback of it.
12:08.
There you go. And she wound up taking the Benefiber and putting it inside the Muscle Milk powder. And as she's doing it, Kalia and Danny are at the kitchen counter. And Danny's like, what do we have to babysit you now? And Portia's like, you're stuck with me now. And they all were in. They all saw what she did. She took it and then she put it back. Now, I haven't seen anybody make any shakes, but people are saying that Jordan did make a few shakes. I'm still not sure about that. I haven't seen it. So the airwaves went nuts. Twitter went nuts. CBS got flooded with complaints.
Yeah, even
everybody
England.
Wants.
England was ready
to call the police.
It.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and they made Portia last night apparently they called her in right after they called Jordan in so that she had to wear her beanie, called Portia in. Portia came out, and she kind of like very sneaky looked around, quickly grabbed it, and then took it and chucked it into the storage room. Now, she went right from there, she went right upstairs, and she told Danny that she got in trouble for it. She did not say that she got any penalty nomination whatsoever. Now,
yeah.
Lots of people have done things in the house. Eric, America's Player, was told to put mustard on somebody's pillow and clothes.
That's true.
Okay,
yeah.
So there is really like a blurred line when it comes to things that happen. Yes, Michelle Noonan had a red dye allergy, and when they were thinking about doing these evil things with Lydia and Shima to Michelle, that raised more suspicions to, like, we need to protect the house guests because Michelle made sure that she had told production.
Yes.
We know that there could be an, you know, if overused, the Benefiber can do damage to you for a while.
Yeah.
But nobody was really at a health risk.
I mean, you might char a couple times. Big deal. I mean, maybe that's why Jordan's been gassy. But, I mean, it's not like somebody put, like, somebody's toothbrush and cleaned the toilet.
The toilet, yeah.
So it's like, you know, they play tricks on themselves, like,
right.
I think maybe CBS jumped to it because maybe people were complaining, but we also complained about Brendan being back in the house, but they didn't take him out, did they?
No. I am sorry, but that guy needs a plastic sheet wrapped around him, some saran wrap of some sorts. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's more detrimental than Benefiber because I don't know what that guy's sperm has gotten it, and I don't want
he
that
has
crap
his fungi toe, too.
Excuse me?
His fungi toe.
Yeah.
Listen, we've seen it all on Skype Gate. Don't act like you haven't seen his penis. Stop.
Okay.
Just
me?
Stop. It's everywhere. We've all seen it.
Oh, I was horrified.
We did the background check. It matched. Check, check. Okay.
Yeah, this lesbian was not about looking at that picture. I've seen enough bulges and penises from this Big Brother alumni that I need to even think about.
Poor Nick.
I don't need any more reasons to be the way I am, but they keep popping up.
Are you going to say that on Friday?
I'll say anything I can get away with on Friday.
And you've been Bronxed? As long as you don't move like Alex did all day.
I don't know. I have a tendency to bang the desk, so I haven't decided where I'm going to actually do the gig from, the co-host gig from. Right now I have it set up at my desk, so my desk is used to being beat, so who knows?
Well, that's okay.
Michelle from the Bronx, for those that don't know what you're talking about and what you're hosting, tell them what it is and when it is.
Thank you, Paul. I have luckily been chosen to be a guest co-host to recap Thursday night show all the way through the HOH to Friday morning when people are sleeping. And it's just a 15-minute airtime. And I'm hoping that I can bring it. And if I'm a train wreck, I'm a train wreck, but I'll be a funny train wreck with a great accent.
On Superpass.
There you go.
That's right, girl.
On Superpass. Yeah, so it'll be on Superpass. The time is at 10 o'clock Eastern time. That PM.
No, they moved the times.
They moved the times. It's 10.
It's 12 o'clock Central. I could tell you that.
No,
so it's 1 o'clock
here. Yeah. It's 10 a.m. It's 10 a.m. Pacific time, 12 o'clock Central and 1 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Missy, right?
Missy, I'll be back and forth with Missy, and I don't know how Missy's going to be able to handle me. If she's going to be able to pull me down, if I get into a role, who knows what's going to be happening? But pretty much, it's going to be fun. I had to come up with a bunch of segments, and the titles and stuff will be funny. And if I can cover what I can cover, then I get it. You know.
You've been Bronxed.
It's going to be called You Got Bronxed.
Yeah, You Got Bronxed.
With an apostrophe D. Yeah, that's and people will be able to find me under the same Twitter name, which will be You Got Bronxed.
Yeah, but
so
we can't even get into your room like you and I tried to get into the room today.
They fixed it. Yeah, I couldn't get in. I had to actually reboot the whole computer. Every day that we have a morning recap, I do make a chat room that's called Morning Recap, so that people, it's pretty easy to find. And that's where we pretty much park our butts so we can watch all the other guest co-hosts do their thing, too. You know, and it's a great group of people. It really was a great group of people to watch. And hopefully these next couple of people, which is Alex and Powell, will be able to bring it just as much. Obviously, I'm getting a little jacked on this, so let me keep going.
Whoa, girl. Slow down, pony. All right.
It should be
a half hour. Over the place.
Yeah, well, I did a dry run, so to speak, on Thursday night. I would have been all over the place on Friday. I don't even think that anybody would have been able to even breathe if I would have been able to cover everything that went down on Thursday night's show.
Yeah.
I was loving it. So,
yeah.
You know, it'll be fun, you know, and I can't tell you how much that me doing just calling into Ron's show has helped me get to comfortable in and call in to do this. I mean, everybody that I have made friends with from last September to now has been completely welcoming, loving, adoring. I can't give any more praises to everybody. I'm not pulling a Shelley. I'm not going to give you a six-figure job, but I'm telling you that I really, really, really love everything that everybody has, you know, given me and, you know, accepted what I've given them.
Well, you're deserving of it, Michelle, and
yeah.
I'm glad that you took the chance, and this is for those that never call in. You took the chance to call in, and we're so glad that you did.
Thank you. Thank you. I am glad, too. I am very, very glad. I have a fun time with you guys. Like I said, you guys are very welcoming. And I can talk about anything. You guys know it. Like, I'm ready to rock it when Mob Wives 2 comes back out, Michelle, so you better be ready.
Oh, boy. No, I was like, let's not get into the mob right now because somebody will get shot, all right?
Whoa. Yeah, I'm definitely.
No, I'm just
kidding. That's the whole thing. Like, I could talk about anything and bring anything up, and that would be, like, great, you know? We can bring this back to Big Brother right now. My problem, and Paul knows, it's Shelley.
Yeah.
I got
a big
problem with Shelley. I got a problem with her offering jobs. I got a problem with her saying that she's got connections. You know, when people do good deeds, they don't boast about it before or after. And I have a problem with her. She's always on the sell. She is always on the sell. And people like her, I've had in my life. Now, one of my jobs previously, I used to be an Electrolux vacuum salesperson door-to-door. Go figure.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I was capable of getting into the house, making these people see the grit and grime that I was capable of pulling out and selling them a $500, $600 vacuum cleaner with all the attachments and walk out the door in less than 20 minutes. I know
that. You saw
that
the Kirby's?
No, they were Electrolux. They were Electrolux. The Kirby's, no, Kirby's were too heavy to lug.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just thought it was funny.
No, that's
Kirby.
Funny. That's funny. Yeah. No,
that's
no.
Funny because, you know, I sold vacuums, so I just think it's funny. I didn't know that you sold vacuums, too.
I've done a lot.
Ironic. So, yeah, go vacuums.
So, with the whole thing with Shelley,
did you have to carry them up and down those hills, Michelle, in Rhode Island?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you have to carry the models up and down those hills in Rhode Island?
No, you know, I sold Oryx, and they were actually at the store waiting for me. I did have to carry around a bowling ball, and it looked like a beer funnel, but it was actually made to suck up the bowling ball. I did the trick where you suck up the goddamn bowling ball. Yes, it's true, people. No strings attached. All right, so by Auric, woo!
maybe we should sell some of those to the ex Skype house guests that get on Skype.
Boom.
Electrolux has got the motor that never stops, so that would be a tough one.
Michelle, when you're on Friday, I don't want to interrupt anybody. Why? I wrote to you today in the chat room. A matter of fact, why don't they have you on for a half hour? It's only like 20 minutes, and it leaves us hanging.
Okay, please.
In any kind of show, you know?
Yeah. It's just their production, I guess, and what they're willing to spend. I mean, they are going out of their way to do all this for people that really aren't a celebrity of any sorts. and they want to make, they want to do something for the fans. So, you
well,
know,
you
maybe
won,
next...
I think, and when everybody was voting for you, you were really, people were voting for you.
Yeah, we guess I can't really talk too much about that whole
that.
Voting poll, that fiasco that happened.
I understand that.
The voting debacle.
I this is the way I look at it. You know, like, you're test riding a new car, you know, so there are going to be a couple of quirks that they're going to have to figure out later on down the line. So you have to see if you've got the ratings, if you've got the fan base, if you've got the pull to stretch it longer. And as we're going down the line through the season, it's going to get, you know, there's going to be less to talk about. So say I've got the Thursday night HOH and I've got the overnight for Friday, they might, you know, who knows, they might say, you know what, Michelle, let's make it a little bit longer because nothing really went down and you can talk a little bit more about other stuff. Or they might say, you know what, next year we'll make it a half hour longer. The thing is that the money that they have to invest, they have to make sure that it works out on their favor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it definitely will come down to the pie chart, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the only – you can get all the information that you want from anywhere. You know, it's one of these things that I think they're doing just for the fan-based stuff. And they do have other stuff that they're going to have in the works that they were, you know, briefly touching on that's going to happen after Big Brother. So who knows if this will carry on to another type of a show that they're going to be doing.
Yeah, you never know. Are you locked in? Like, after Friday, you cannot appear with Manic Mondays with Michelle Costas? Or?
No, I am not locked in. I am not contracted, and I am not being paid. So I am up for grabs, and I am going wherever my heart desires.
Well, that's
and
great.
And whoever will have me.
That's hot.
That's great, Michelle.
That's hot.
I can't wait for Friday.
Let Michelle talk to Amy a little bit more. And
sure thing.
Now I'm getting off the air,
carry
too.
This on. All right. Well, thank you, Joe, so much for calling in. Michelle, thank you for calling in. We're
going
to let Michelle and Amy get back to Big Brother a little bit. And
nice meeting you. Talking to you, Amy. Bye, Casa.
Bye.
See you, Amy. See you, Michelle. And again, and Paul.
Joe, I'll hit you up soon.
Yes, I'll know about the thing by Thursday. So I'll call in on Mike's show. Just give you the list.
Doesn't Joe have a great voice? I love his voice.
It's actually rather high right now.
Good evening. This has been 60 minutes.
Hey, I belong to the Boris Karloff Association. So.
Oh my gosh, you have all those voices. And you know, I hate this 60 minutes because 60 minutes overrode Big Brother. Hopefully, you guys didn't DVR it and get screwed like a lot of people did.
I did. I had to watch Big Brother on my computer today.
This is 60 minutes. Thanks.
And it was a rerun.
Yeah. Like, seriously.
Yeah, they do that all the time with Louie's show.
Yeah.
So,
all right,
ladies,
so much,
thank
you
so much for giving me your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very
Amy,
much.
First time,
thank
I love you.
Take
and
care,
sir,
Joe.
See you all
take care
later.
Michelle from the Bronx.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Paul from Minnesota.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Cherry. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you,
Joe.
Costa.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Tom. Bye.
And Amy?
Yes.
I think I heard in all the talking madness you asked if Tom was still on, and I believe he still is. So.
Okay, no, that was actually me. So is Tom still on? Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I was thinking for your birthday that we could play like a fun game, and seeing that like you totally love Amy, I'm going to ask Amy. Amy, would you be interested in playing True or False with the Portuguese Princess of Providence, me? And Tom, would you be interested, seeing that it's your birthday, and I thought it would be such a fantastic birthday gift?
Of course. I mean, I love the fun games of the Rad Reality Show.
Great. Okay. All right. So, do you have the clip actually, Cherry? So we can get started with the game show that we have tonight.
Let's play a little theme music. Okay.
Right, so we are going to be playing True or False with the Portuguese Princess. with Tom and Miss Queen Amy 13. All right, so we're excited. Now, these are going to be true or false questions pertaining to me, of my time in the house, my things I say on Facebook, and also things about my life. And I'm going to make a statement, and you guys are going to tell me if it's true or false. First person to get 5 points will win. And seeing that, Tom, it is your birthday, we're going to have you answer first, and Amy, you as our special guest, will be last but not least.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to play Truth or Dare? Or,
yes.
I always say Truth or Dare because I always want to get kinky. Truth or False with the Portuguese Princess. Are you guys both ready to play?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay, question number one. Tom, you're going to answer first.
Okay.
I have skydive off a 1,300-foot tall tower stand. Is that a true statement or a false statement? Tom, true or false?
Let's see. I'm going to say 1,300 tower stand.
1,300 feet tall tower stand. So I did not jump out of a plane. I guess that's what I'm trying to state. Just skydived. Did I do that? A false.
I'm going to say, that's a tough one. I think I'm going to say true.
True. Amy, what is your answer?
I'm going to say false.
So Amy says false and Tom says true. The answer is true. I have skydived off a 1,300-foot tall tower stand. So Tom,
wow.
You have 1 point. Amy, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, but it was awesome.
But don't worry about it. We have other questions.
Tom, I have to pipe in here. You weren't delaying your answer in hopes that the chat room was going to help you out, were you?
No. I'm actually not by my computer right now. No, see, the reason why I was delaying my answer was because I know that she goes to the Azores, and I don't know if there's a lot of cliffs in the Azores or not. I was thinking, what if that's a technical,
tower?
You know what, Tom? I like how you're breaking down these questions. Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, let's see how you do with the next question. Amy?
Yes.
Come on, girl. Come on, girl. You know we have a secret alliance. I know. Okay. Don't tell anybody, though. All right.
No, I won't. It's a secret.
Okay. Question number two, or I should say statement number two. I am allergic to onions. Is that true or false, Tom? And we're going to give you 5 seconds so you don't have any help from the chat room. Is that a true statement or false? I am allergic to onions.
Who's answering first?
Tom.
Tom answers first.
Oh, I am?
Yes. Tom, you're going to be answering first.
Oh.
You're the birthday boy.
Okay, I'm going to say false.
False. And Amy, what is your answer, true or false? I am allergic to onions.
Oh, I'm going to say false to that one, too.
False. So you guys both say that I am allergic to onions. It's a false statement. It is true. I am allergic to onions.
I
almost
said that,
too.
Okay, well, I'll leave.
All right, so we're at 1-0. Okay, you guys remember how scared I was at the veto ceremony where I was HOH and I wanted Libra to not win. And there was onions. It was the power of onions. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I almost said true, and I just couldn't remember. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Next.
Question number three. Tom, you're answering first. I have eaten a kangaroo burger. Is that true or false, Tom?
I'm going to say that's false.
False. And Amy, what is your answer?
I'm going with true.
You're going to say true? The answer
yes.
is I have eaten a kangaroo burger when I was in Australia. Very good, Amy. Tied game, 1-1.
So we're
Tom, you're losing
like.
It. Come on, Tom. Get your birthday suit out, which means take all your clothes
okay.
off and start answering these questions. Okay.
What's it taste
question?
Like, by the way?
It tastes like a regular burger. It tastes like a regular burger. And if I'm going to eat a kangaroo burger, I'm going to eat it in Australia. I'm not going to eat it in Rhode Island.
Come on, Michelle. Was it in a pita pocket? Did it?
Ha, 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 ha. Good one, Paul. No points for that one. Okay, next question. Tom, you're answering first. I did not make the jury house. Is that true or false, Tom?
That's false.
And Amy?
False.
Okay. You both answered false. That is a true statement by both of you guys. I did make the jury house. Tied 1-1. Next answer.
No.
Next question.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Yes. Next question. Tom, you're first. I have a real estate license. Is that true or false, Tom?
That's true.
And Amy?
I'm going with true on that one, too.
All right. You guys are both correct. All right.
You're both realtors, aren't you?
I'm an appraiser.
Oh, appraiser.
Mm-hmm. Pretty close. All right. We're going to have this as our game-winning question. Whoever gets this right will win. If there is a tie, we will go to the game-breaking question. Are you both ready?
Okay.
The pressure is on. Do not fail. Question. I am not drinking wine right now. Is that a true statement or false? Tom! Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
All right,
I'm going
Amy.
With false as well.
God. Well, you guys are both correct. Of course I'm drinking wine. Duh. Jeez.
I was going to even answer that one.
Yeah, okay. I knew. That's why I said
I'll
there
be.
Will be a break. Obviously, that's why I said it will be a breaking question for a tie, because I kind of knew. Okay. True or false? Is this a true or false statement? Tom, you're answering first. I broke a vertebrae in my neck when I was 15. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
Amy, what is your answer?
I'm going to say true also, so we might not break the tie.
Oh, gosh. Well, you guys are both correct. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I guess we'll have one more breaking question. And I feel like one of you guys is going to, you know, make it or break it. You're going to have to go against each other. Okay. True or false? I am a Gemini. I have two faces.
Oh, but you should have. I know the answer to that.
Is that true or false?
Tom?
That's false, isn't it?
Amy?
I'm going to say true.
All right. Well, we have a winner and we have a loser, obviously. And the winner is Birthday Boy Tom with false. I am
Yay!
Not a Gemini. I do not have two faces, Amy. I'm a Capricorn. I'm mysterious.
Oh, I'm a Gemini.
Oh, boy. Tom wins. Congratulations.
Tom.
Yay. That was a
Whoa,
fun game,
wait,
actually.
Calm down. We don't have enough time for the celebration, okay?
Paul's going to get
my birthday
suit. We have
the time limit here,
come over.
Tom. Well, Tom, for winning today's True or False with the Portuguese Princess against your favorite, the fabulous, the fantastic, the just downright fucking sexy Amy, BB3. Okay, you have won an autographed picture of me in my famous unitard.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
I know you're upset, Amy, right now. Just calm down. It's okay. I can give you one if you want. Just don't get all crazy. But, Tom, if you can somehow send me, DM me, Facebook, and if you can't get to me, please do to my fantastic friends and let them know your address so I can send you your picture for your birthday. And it's not going to be
All
naked,
right.
but you can basically see everything in that unitard. It's extra small.
Okay, I'll tell you on Facebook.
Congratulations, Tom.
Talk dirty to
Congrats,
me.
Congrats, Tom. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tom. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
I hope we brought something special to you on your birthday.
You did.
Wonderful.
And, you know, on that note, I just want to add a little something. It's kind of off the subject a little bit, but me and my Rad Reality Show crew would just want to send our thoughts and our prayers to Panther, her mother and her family right now at this really hard moment that they're dealing with. Things happen in life, and there are challenges are put in front of you just to overcome, and I hope the best for everybody. And Panthers family and friends. So, sorry, I didn't mean to throw that in there. I just wanted to make everybody aware that, you know, if you are friends with Panther, please just send her that your thoughts and let her know that you're thinking about her at this time.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you.
Well, I really enjoyed being on the show tonight, and I'm going to have to run.
Yes, Amy, I was just about to ask you, did you want to say any last thoughts, any kind of last opinions on Big Brother or just anything?
Do you have anything you're promoting?
Go Danny, go Jordan. I'm not a huge fan of Jeff. I can't stand Brendan. Poor old Rachel's just pathetic. So I'm pulling for Danny and Jordan. Either of them, I will be happy with.
All right, and for those that are on Twitter, I've noticed that Amy has been tweeting a little bit here. You want to tell them what you're doing?
I finally figured out how to work it. I finally figured out what it is and how it works. It took me a long time. Marcellus just got Lisa on Twitter, too, and he's really good at it. So I finally figured it out. So,
everybody,
you can follow me on at QueenAmy13.
QueenAmy13.
Yes.
We're just so happy you're twatting right now because we want to know what you think. Oh,
well,
I
enjoyed
Twitter.
It. It's fun. I follow June Song from season 4, and she's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Is she not the best Twitterer ever?
Oh,
like,
she's so constant and diligent. I don't know how she does it, but she's wonderful. I love reading her tweets.
Oh, me too.
She's hysterical.
Thank you so much, Amy, for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
We
y'all have a wonderful night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. You take care, hon. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
I just love her.
Oh, just want to squeeze her. And, you know, if BB3 was a long time ago, but if you're like a Big Brother fan like me, like you're such a huge Amy fan, I freaking loved her. And I'm just a diehard BB fan. So to have somebody like a veteran like her come on, I just, you know, it just goes to show you that not, you know, I know a lot of BB1 people don't want anything to do with anything. And, you know, the BB2 people, there's a couple of BB Nicole. I know she's around on Twitter and stuff. But it's good to hear back from, and of course, Chicken George. It's good to hear back from the originals, you know, like
right,
the original
right.
crew. So I'm
My
just happy
and I had
she's
just
on.
Watched the entire BB3 season on DVD, which my good friend Dan had gotten me for Christmas. And speaking of him, I wanted to tell you, Michelle, while you're in Vegas, I don't know if you have plans on Sunday, but he has extended an invite to you to come over to his house on Sunday if you don't have anything to do on Sunday. So if you don't have plans on Sunday, you're invited over.
All right. Well, you know me. When I get there, I get my itinerary. Usually Sundays are kind of free because they're after the movie. So let's see what happens. I'm down.
Okay. But I just watched the entire season of BB3 with my husband and then got to talk to Amy again. And it was so neat being able to talk to her about being, you know, off the show for a few weeks and being on sequester and then coming back into the show and how she loved being, you know, away for a few weeks and then being able to go back into the show. And, you know, it takes you right back to that season again, hearing her voice and hearing her talk about everything that she went through. And, you know, her and Marcellus were so much fun on that season. No matter what was going on, you know, they had a few times where, you know, things kind of got them down. But for the most part, they didn't let the show get them down. They just had their good time. And I just loved them. They were so much fun to watch.
They were absolutely fun. And I loved, like, watching Amy come back. But the couple weeks before when she got evicted, she was, like, laying on the beach. She was, like, you know, stuff like that probably wouldn't happen right now. But she was, like, frolicking on a beach. And she was, like, having the time of her life. And
drinking margaritas,
know,
and
yeah, and then she gets to go back in there. So it was great to watch that, you know, bringing it back to the old school Big Brother, and having her views now. And you know, I guess it's been a pattern with these past house guests because we've had a lot of past
house guests on here, and they've all basically kind of stuck with the vets. You know, sorry, newbies, but, you know, we're going to stick with our crew. I mean, you will be our crew next year. I guess you could say you will be a veteran when that Big Brother 14 appears, which I'm hoping it's All Stars. Subliminal messages to CBS. Anyway, everybody please do subliminal messages. But I like to see that we stick to our guns, and, you know, and we all know that if we were newbies, we would get them freaking vets out, and every time they get on there, they seem to squiggle by that first few weeks where they're on, like, you know, they're on rocks, they're on fire, you know, they're walking through fire, because at any point, hello, they know that they have a target on their back, but they seem to always skate by. So I love it. I love it.
I
Gosh,
do
don't they ever learn?
I know.
Don't they learn,
I
like,
do
learn?
Hope next year's an all-star season. They need to do that, I think. You know, I think they're seeing now that, you know, a lot of us fans are rooting for the veterans,
right.
And they see that, you know, we want to see an All-Stars, and they need to put one together. That's, you know, that's what the fans out here are rooting for, and I think that Allison Gradner needs to hear us roar, you know.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, I would, I don't know about you guys, but I would love to see an All-Stars, like, not newbies and past house guests, like, All-Stars, like,
right.
Let's get it fresh, because at that point, it's like all game on. What
right.
What will the next person do? Because people that are going to be in that house are not going to be scared of power. If anything, they're going to all be very liberal with their power, meaning that they're going to probably make big moves quick. So that's what I like to see. I like to see play hard or go home, you know. So let's see what happens.
And everybody, the funny thing about an all-star season is everybody comes back thinking about how Big Brother was played in their season, and they, you know, they come back with that sort of train of thought, and everybody's season was played differently. And you go in, it, you know, Big Brother is played differently when you know everybody in the house,
yeah.
You know, as opposed to going in with total strangers. And so Big Brother All-Stars is going to be played hard and heavy, and it's, you know, it's going to be a no holes barred season when everybody goes in there knowing each other and knowing that, you know, people are going to have no, you know, no punches held. It's going to be full on Big Brother gameplay.
Yeah. You
and,
know what would be really cool, Cherry, is if they did like a Big Brother All-Stars reverse. And what do I mean by that is they go back. They start from the beginning, like where there was no POV. That could be the first week. Second week, they could do peanut butter and jelly for the people who are on top. Fourth week, you know, they could, like, do different things from different seasons. One, have, like, the coup d'etat. One week, have America's Player. One week, bring Pandora's Box back. One week, bring somebody that's get voted back in. You know, stuff like that I think would be
You should
hilarious.
Write that idea into Allison Gradner.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You're
like, what do you guys think of that? What, like, what
you
do you think of that?
You should write that to Allison Gradney. You really should. That's an awesome idea.
You know, it's like
awesome.
Big Brother in reverse. Like, start off, instead of doing double eviction near the end, do double eviction at the beginning. Like, do 24 hours or in for the Big Brother house. I mean, 1 week in the Big Brother house and 24 hours in the beginning. Switch it around, you know? I think
that would be fantastic.
They should take past rooms from Big Brother too, and like, because they've used the same house for the past few seasons. They should take like past rooms and then design the house. Like the bathroom from Big Brother 8 was one of people's favorite rooms. So have the BB8 bathroom, maybe Michelle's kitchen, that diner that they had back in Michelle's season. And
that was awesome.
And the bedroom from the Big and Small.
Yes, that was one of my favorites. You know, and maybe make, like, a couple 1 week have to be, like, not a couple, but make somebody play as a couple 1 week. And if they get put in the block, they don't win. They, you know, it's like a team. Like, just totally bringing every kind of different swing that they've brought and put it in one season, but do it with the All-Stars. Do it.
I love that idea.
I think it would be great because you'll have somebody from each kind of era that will be able to know about this particular power or this particular peanut butter and jelly or the no veto, you know. Back in the day, they didn't have veto. And then they had the golden veto. And then they started having the regular veto. And maybe bring back the diamond veto.
Diamond pop.
Speaking
about
the diamond veto. Like, that, this is like a great segue. Speaking of the diamond veto, come on. Matt Hoffman, if you want to come on and talk, just come on. I don't bite hard. I mean, we can minimize it to a few minutes if you want to just kind of, you know, feel the water out, you know. I'll give you arm floaties, you know, and a pump. So you don't say I poked a hole in your arm floaties, you drowned. Like, come on. I don't discriminate on the show. Bring it on. I love it. And if you want to get nasty with me, I'm fine with that. Like, we are family. We're stuck together. So let's just try to figure it out. And I would love to have you on my show. And I'd love to have your thoughts because I respect you as a Big Brother player and, you know, family. You know, it's like the family members that you just have to kind of like. You know, it's like we can be one of those, you know. So, come on.
Yeah, he can
join
the Rad Reality family.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, Michelle, I don't know if through your BB connections, kind of try to work on them, whether we can, I don't know how to get a hold of the recently released house guest, but
I'm working on that.
Oh, good to hear. And I just, I got the floor here, just wanted to say hi to Mike Radkowitz and glad you made it to the end of the show.
Hi, Mike.
We both said it at the same time.
Yes, I just read the chat. Somebody said we'll send a banner. Send a banner to Matt. Tell him it's all good in the Rhode Island hood. We welcome him with open arms. And you know what? I really liked watching him last week, him and Reagan, and their outlook on Rachel. So, I mean, even if you want, maybe Reagan can come on too because I love Reagan. So, like, if you feel more comfortable, I have no problems with Matt. I'm like kind of like, oh, I didn't realize, like, he still had, like, a little bit of an issue with me. So, hey, you know what? It is what it is. It's all good. Let's just make the best of it. Why not make a controversy and turn it into apple pie?
There you go.
You know, like, let's just ride this wave till it crashes. And I'm sure we're both going to drown at the end. So let's just do it. I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Well, let's see if we can make that happen, girl.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm dying to, you know, I feel like a lot of these house guests, they're probably like, what the hell is going on with just getting out of sequester. A lot of them are in there for a long time. But I've sent them messages. I'm hoping to hear back from them, whether their Twitters are true or false or sounds like my.
All right. I will tell you, as of the last I checked last night, that Dominic is now following Annie. So if you can work through Annie of BB12.
Yeah, well, I did send him a message and everything, but I haven't been vigilant yet. How do you say that word? Vigilant. Thank you. To continue, because I don't want to bombard him with tweets. I'm sure it's a lot to deal with. And, you know, they usually come out of the woodworks. And you guys all know that last year Ron actually had all the evicted house guests as they were coming out on the show. So hopefully we can work on stuff like that. I think it's going to be a PR issue. And if we can try to figure out how to get to that point, then we can keep going.
I think they were on Dick at Night last night, too.
Yes, they were.
Right. Well, he has an inside with them because he was on the show with them. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Michelle, I'm going to play one clip for you, and then we're going to go ahead and close out the show. But we've got to play this for you before we do.
All right.
Hey, 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 House Rodent fans. HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel, Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to throw pillows and had trouble saying water.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess. That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, Squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
just read the script, HR. You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy now, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. Oh, what a Sunday. Because today is one of Michelle's fun days. When they talk about...
Chip, stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
I just love that.
You know what? That's like one of my favorite clips. I hope everybody in the chat room and everybody that listens appreciates that because I think it's funny. And, you know, one of the first times I actually talked to and met the house owner who makes the clips, he says, do you really like the clips or were you kind of mad? And I was like, absolutely not. Like, that was hilarious. How can you not laugh at yourself? Like, if you cannot laugh at yourself, that's problem number one. You have to be able to have fun and laugh and just go with it. Go with the rules. Go with the punches. You know, the punches coming at you, just, like, turn your chin with it, you know, and make the best of it. And I love that clip, and I hope you guys all love it. That was one of Ron's favorite clips, so.
I know it was. He did love that.
But, you know, just another Manic Monday, Cherry and Paul. Do we not love Manic Mondays? We really do.
Absolutely.
Monday. I love Manic Mondays. Absolutely.
I love it.
Love
and another
Michelle.
Thing I want to talk about, you know, I did work at the Patriots game the other day. Amazing. So excited.
Wow.
It was awesome. I overlooked the third level. I overlooked the entire field. I had the both Teletrons I could see. I had a TV monitor in front of me, and I will be working at the September 1st game. And just loving it. It's such, oh, my gosh. It's like, you know when you go or see something and you get, like, those goosebumps and it raises a hair on your arm? Like, that's what it was the entire time. It was so awesome. I loved every minute of it. Oh, I was like a kid in a candy store. It was not even funny. But I just totally loved it. And I'll keep you guys updated.
Please do.
Yeah, so I'll keep you guys updated. But I just want everybody to know, a week from today, I will be in Las Vegas, and I will try to do a live show. We're going to try to work it out. I haven't really discussed this with Paul and Cherry, but I'm sure that they were assuming something like this. I'm going to try to work something out where I can do an hour show. Maybe I can somehow Skype it, and we can play it where I can have other house guests come in and talk. I'm going to see what we can do and how we can make it work. So we have a little bit of time to work on it, so hopefully we'll be able to get you guys some great footage. I hope you guys are excited.
Great. Sounds good to me.
Yes. Yes. So on that note, I have said enough today. And, yes,
okay.
I'm drinking wine still, people. Cherry or Paul, do you have any last comments to say?
Just join us on Thursday for the roundtable show with Cowboy. That'll be at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central. And I'm not sure who our guests will be, but Cowboy always has some amazing guests, so join us. And that'll be a fun show as well. And that's about it for today. So I'm going to go
again,
ahead.
Thank you, Michelle. Always nice talking with you, and looking forward to hopefully some good feed action.
Yes, let's hope that somebody on Danny's side next week and keeps her alive, or she wins a PV, or maybe, I don't know, maybe after she put up Brendan, maybe Rachel and Brendan's deal is gone. I don't know.
She has that fast forward POV, doesn't she?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, she's got Reagan's POV thing from the POV competition. She got a POV
Ooh.
Pass or whatever it's called, so she can play POV anytime she wants.
Ooh.
Yeah, but she's sitting pretty right now.
She's sitting pretty, and I'm so excited. Like, you know, I haven't switched what I've been saying. I just said that it was going to be critical for her to win HOH. She did. The next couple weeks are critical for her, and... You know, maybe she decided with Brendan and Rachel that putting Brendan up would be a good thing to make it not look good, and maybe she can keep her deal. Whether they keep it or not, I don't know. But she's sitting pretty, and Big Brother to me is getting more interesting, and I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yep. So we'll be back here on Thursday. Thank you so much, Michelle. It's been fun. Love Manic Mondays.
Thank you, and I love Ron.
I love Ron, too. So we're going to play him right now to take us out, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, everybody, bye. Send messages on Ron's Facebook. Let him know what you're thinking about him. Love you guys.
Love you, Michelle. Love you, Paul. Love you, Ron. Good night, everybody. Love you guys in the chat room, too.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with... Oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Blessed night.